The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, this is Sammy Clark.
And this is Sammy Spalter. We are best friends, co-founders of our wellness platform, Form, and now hopefully your new favorite podcast host with our new podcast, Transform.
We started Transform because we are constantly having all of these big life chats, so we thought it was time to bring the conversations to the mic for you to join in, knowing we can all relate to the forming the best version of ourselves.
We will be chatting it up from everything from self-love, health and wellness, relationships, owning a business, and all of the other hills and valleys that is this big, beautiful life.
Tune in every week wherever you listen to your podcast.
See you soon.
Hi, it's Mariana. Welcome back to the Life with Mariana podcast. In this episode, I have Carla Welch, and I am so excited to finally have her on. I have followed her for years and been such a fan of her work, and especially this last year as a celebrity stylist, I love everything that she did with America Ferrera. I feel like if you think about the Barbie press tour and how America was so intentional with her choices of what she wore all season long, all during her press tour for the movie, and how she ended with her Oscar nomination wearing pink. It was so intentional what she was doing through fashion, and I love that that's what Carla does with each of her clients. Whenever I see a look, whether it's on Olivia Wilde or Tracee Ellis Ross, I love them, I save them, and I'm so in awe of how she makes everyone's style look so individual, yet you can tell that she worked with them. In this episode, we talk about her styling process, her tips on personal style and building your wardrobe, and also the period company and the work she's doing with that business as well. If you guys want to learn from Carla, keep listening. And don't forget to subscribe to Life with Mariana because I have new episodes every Tuesday. So you do a lot of things, and I don't know how you have so many jobs because I'm always following along. And one of the most recent things I saw was getting ready for the Oscars, and you had this whole rack of so many looks. And I think for somebody that even has one client, it's a lot. So how on earth do you do all the things that you do?
Oh, man. I don't know. No, I do know. I have like a great skill at building really good teams. So I have an amazing styling team that really is able to kind of like take the vision and help facilitate it and kind of be present. You know, for us, like it's always funny when people, for me, I guess because I've been doing it for so long, that get so impressed by the amount we do. I mean, I get impressed by the amount we do, but like our work's always done before the day, right? It takes weeks for us to be ready for the Oscars, but it's like, you know, it's paced out. Like, sure, the day of, it's like jumping around to a lot of clients, but a lot of clients, like we don't have to go to, we like send the look to them. But I think I always build really great teams, and I'm super thankful for them, and they kind of help make the magic happen.
I know. And I think team is so important. I say so many times in interviews myself, people like Summer Fridays is so amazing. I'm like, you see me as this person. There are so many people that make all of this possible. I'm just the forward facing person, but it really is just because of them and like hiring really amazing people in all the aspects of all of my jobs that I do.
Right. And I mean, I wouldn't say you're just the forward facing person, right? You're like, yeah, you came up with it. And there is a burden of like being the leader, of course, but like, that's the role we played. And, you know, our job is to really make sure everyone is motivated and keeping everything on track. I mean, the interesting thing about styling is like, it's still got to be my vision. It's my name on the door, and it's like the clients are hiring me. They're not hiring my assistants, you know, they're hiring me to be like, this is what I want for you. And then my assistants help make it happen. Of course, I could never do it without my assistants, but it's still such a very unscalable business because it's very like that one-on-one relationship. Whereas like over on the period side of things and on the wishy side of things, it's like we have teams and it's like you can give that real top line vision and have people execute it.
I want to get into styling because I have so many questions there. But yes, first, I want to talk about period because this is an amazing company and you started this on top of all the other things that you're doing. But it's something that so many of us
need and use
yes.
basically
yes.
for decades of our life. And there's so yes. much information about this and misinformation. And so tell us a little bit about Period First, why you started this. Like, why was this important to you?
Well, thank you. Thank you for highlighting it. It was super important to me. So Period, everybody, is a reusable period underwear company. And we're mass. We're like super affordable. We're at Walmart. We're at periodco.co. And the reason I really started it was because I was getting really tired of the amount of waste I was creating with my own period, you know, 38 years into it. And I was also, my child got their period really early and I needed something for them. And there was period underwear on the marketplace, but it was this really cost prohibitive and to me kind of a subpar product. And just because I had made clothes before and I had my own brand, I understood manufacturing and I was just kind of, it was one of those real like light bulb moments, or maybe even it was a real purpose-driven moment for me because I had to take care of my child and I wanted to take care of myself. And I just saw this real huge kind of crack in the space and this pathway to creating something really significant to help the planet and to help people who period. You know, we do, you're right. We get it for decades of our lives. We've been told, probably we're a generation that's been told our whole lives that it's crappy. And I kind of, our job here at the Period Company is to kind of change that thinking. Like, if you're going to have someone visit you at once a month for 38 years of your life, like, have a better relationship with it. So it's been really transformative in my own life that I am now obsessed with my period. You know, of course it sucks at times, but I have this product that I love. It's wild. I never thought I would be a forward-facing period advocate. It's just, it wasn't in the cards, but I guess it really actually was in the cards. And it's a really purpose-driven life because at the same time as being sustainable and accessible, we're really trying to work with organizations globally to put a huge dent in period poverty, which is the most rewarding part of my job. Is like, you know, we just got this thing back from Nigeria yesterday. It was like 2,200 girls and now their periods are taken care of for like 8 years, which is, it's a life shift for people. So it's really exciting.
I have to tell you about something that's a really big part of my own supplement routine that's really been important to me, especially as I aged. Because did you know that after the age of 21, you start losing 1% of your collagen every year? In an episode a few weeks ago, we talked a lot about collagen and how important it is to have in your body, especially as you age. And so for me, if there's ways that I can just add it into my routine easily, it's definitely something I want to do. So I want to tell you about BioCell. So this is how it works. Collagen is most important for your skin because it gives natural support and firmness to your face. BioCell is a premium product that helps you generate your own collagen and helps to protect the collagen you already have. It is backed by science with over 30 years and $30 million of research. BioCell is clinically proven to work for healthier hair, skin, and nails, and it increases skin elasticity by 89% and decreases the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles by 30%. It is so easy to take. They have liquid capsules that are smaller than a penny, and just take one capsule 2 times a day, one in the morning and one before bed, and it's vegan. BioCell doesn't contain any collagen from animals, and it's GMO-free. So buy online on BioCell's website, biocell.beauty, or at your local retailer. I have a discount code that's only available at biocell.beauty, so you guys can try it. Get 30% off your first product order on BioCell's website with code Mariana. Again, that's 30% off your first product order or subscription exclusively on biocell.beauty. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases. You talk about purpose-driven, and following you for so many years now, I see that there's so much purpose in everything that you do. I feel like the decisions you make are really mindful when you go into something. And so how important was the purpose part of starting this company, that it wasn't necessarily about profit? It wasn't about selling something, which you do sell something, but there was something so much more to doing this.
100%. You know, we have a real North Star. You know, it's my co-founder, Sasha Marco, who's a brand genius. She's like, your name is always your star. And so for us, it's like the period is the star. How can we convince people, even in the United States, like how can we convince a generation to tell the next generation that, hey, this is a massive superpower. There are so many things to be proud of. It's nothing to be ashamed of. So it's every single thing we do is like, how can we elevate this thing that happens to so many of us and how can we normalize it? And then on the flip side, how can we make it accessible to everyone? Like, I just don't think, you know, of course, and the funny thing is, of course, we work in luxury, right? We work in fashion, you work in beauty, but there needs to be accessibility to everyone when it comes to basic products, right? Like, why should this, we're really against a posh period. You know, our underwear are $9, they're organic cotton, they're super safe, they're super comfortable, but we want it to make a company that could go mass, right? And that could, anybody could access this type of care. You know, ultimately it saves you so much money if you, the lifetime you spend on period products versus the lifetime you spend on reusable products. It's a real significant cost savings as much. So it's like, I always think of like how, if it's not accessible to everybody, how are you really making change?
I want to shift from underwear to clothes.
Yes. And let's do it.
For you, for fashion, I like really love following you. I love the work that you do. And not only that, but I love that each client just really looks like themselves still, just like the best mm-hmm. version of them. And they still are really individual. So going back to this, like what even drew you to the field of fashion and styling?
Well, I grew up in the retail business. So I grew up in a really small town in Canada and my dad had a menswear store and I just was always there, like from a little kid, like I cleaned the shelves, I folded the shirts. Then I got to start doing the window displays and the merchandising. And then I started doing the buying and then I worked at the store, of course, you know, so I probably spent a good 20 years in retail. So I was always just really, of course, like obsessed with fashion. And I knew I wanted, well, maybe I didn't know I wanted, but I dreamt, like it was like the secret dream, like, oh, could I someday work in fashion? And I think when you're little, you think it's like being a fashion designer. And then, you know, I did a bit of sideways jaunt and I worked in the restaurant business for a bit. And then I was like, I really want to start styling. Like I saw like editors in magazines and tried to figure out that path. And then, you know, life popped up and I fell in love and I ended up moving to Los Angeles and my husband is and was a photographer and I started doing like a little bit of assisting and then with his stylist and this a couple other stylists. I wasn't like the best assistant, I'm gonna just like be honest, but I was trying my best to learn. But I just saw my like, and this was, you know, 20 years ago, that you know, my husband needed somebody to help on a job and there was like no budget. And I was like, I'll do it. I know I can do it. And that was kind of like the takeoff point. But like, it was a lot of, and then from then on, I was just kind of like, I said yes to everything. I used to do such crap shit jobs, to be honest, but they all taught me something. Like when I say that, I was like doing spec, like stock photography for like $500 all in.
Well, I believe that so much because I think that everything that we do really leads us up to the place that we are today, and that every job we have, no matter big or small, really like shapes and molds us into, you know, who we are. So from yeah. retail to restaurant to assisting and everything, what are some mm-hmm. of those lessons that you've learned that have helped you today where you are in your career?
I think I have like, I'm always in like the pursuit of excellence, no matter what I do. Like I loved working in the restaurant. I loved working at a coffee shop. I wanted to make like the best coffee. I wanted to be like the best server. And I think ultimately too, the real through line of all my work is that I totally believe in service. I always say like, if someone worked in the restaurant industry and they love it, I'll always like give them a chance because I think there's a skill there that you almost can't be taught. And I realized my job is of service. Like, well, I work with celebrities. I'm in service to them. Yeah, of course, my job's super glamorous and, well, outwardly facing glamorous. And there are glamorous parts. But ultimately, like, I'm there to work and to, like, deliver for my clients. So, you know, it's the service industry is the through line.
Absolutely. And one of the things you said was you're in pursuit of excellence no matter what you do. And a lot of what you do in your work gets judged. So how do you manage, you know, being judged either by your peers or what press is saying or how it's a very strange job to say, I'm putting something out into the world and then I'm going to let people critique it and say if they liked it or not.
Yeah. Ouch. Right. And when I started, like when I first got into, I'd already been a stylist maybe for 5 years. Then I started doing celebrity. And that was in the era of like tabloid culture, Us Magazine, who wore it best, who dressed worse this week. And it was like, pretty savage. Like, and that was like wild. Like, you were just like, oh God, please don't get on the worst best dress list. Cause like, even though we don't make the dress, like you pick the dress and your client trusts you. So if they're not happy with like the reviews, it came back on you. So it was like pretty horrifying. And then I just kind of found like a better relationship. And I realized that taste is pretty subjective and that I would rather like get an emotion out of someone. I'd rather you either love it or you hate it. I don't want to ever be in the in-between. And that's been my mantra since. I think that like, though, Instagram, I don't read the comments. I read them a little bit. And then I'm like, oh my God, how do these people think it's okay to talk like this? It kind of just wows me. Like, and generally, like, I feel pretty like psyched on all my looks. I mean, I do. I love them all, or I wouldn't put them out into the world. But like, some people are just like, no, you're doing her dirty. Like, I'm like, you say it to my face. Say it to my face. Like, people, like, somebody made that those clothes. People can be savage.
I want to talk about the whole process because
sure.
What does it actually look like? Like you just said, like, outwardly facing, it might look glamorous. We know that your job it is very difficult. And there's so much that goes into this final product of a look. So let's say it's the Oscars. Like, what is mm-hmm. the start point from working with a client to them ending up on the red carpet?
I mean, I'll just say, I think styling is the toughest gig in the biz. Celebrity styling is. Okay, so say my client is nominated for an Oscar. So you know they're going to go to the Oscar. So even like America Ferrera, we kind of knew like in December for sure she would be going to the ceremony because the movie would be nominated. So how I work is that if you're doing an award season run with someone, you kind of work backwards. Like, I go to the end because you want the best dress at the end. So then, you know, it's reaching out to designers of like who you think wants to dress or who do I want to dress my client? That's always how I lead. Like, who do I want for them? And I go to the brand and see if they'll do it. Because, you know, like, I think what a lot of people don't realize, it's not like every brand's lending to every person. There's a hierarchy and there's who the brand wants to dress, who the designers want to dress, you know? So it's like your goal of getting yeses. Turning no's into yeses is one of my favorite things ever. But in this case, you know, I went to Versace and they immediately said yes. Then you start like, what's the vision? You know, you can say to them, yeah, design us something. Or you can say, I want a Versace pink chainmail dress, classic, which is how I do it. So then you get sketches, you kind of confer with your client, or you just like go for it. And then you just kind of start the process of it being made. You get like the sketches, you do the fittings, you do the measurements, and then you just like tweak it. Then you bring in all the extra stuff, like the accessories, the jewelry, the glam plan, all of it. And like, and it takes weeks to get there. And that's like when you're super focused and you have like one dress. Sometimes it's like you have like 10 dresses and then you have the fittings and you go back and forth like, oh, what are we going to wear? What are we going to wear? I don't love operating that way. I really like already knowing in my mind what we're going to wear before the client even gets there, you know, before they get to my fitting. But it's a lot of like, and then you have like people who are like the add-ons that are like, oh my God, I'm going to go to the Oscars. If they're like more, you have like the system is like the nominees, mm-hmm. the actors in a movie, the best pictures, then the guests, and then the party people. So the last 2 week before the Oscars is generally chaos because that's when you get all the extra people going. And that's when the dress shuffle works. And like the poor PR girls are just shuffling dresses from fittings to fittings to fittings. Cause you're like, okay, I had my fitting with Adwa. We're going with this dress. We can release all these dresses to other fittings. And the funny thing is when I started, stylists would hoard dresses. They wouldn't share them. They'd be like, no, these dresses are out. Pick them up Monday after the Oscars. But now everybody, it's like such a wonderful, wonderful community that we have here in LA, that you could literally, like, Pastor can call me up and be like, I've got this dress, but you can have it for this fitting. But if it doesn't work, can I have it back? Amazing. And as long as the PR, yeah, it's pretty amazing. And that's how it happened for Olivia's, like, Carolina Herrera. I wanted it. And they're like, yeah, we're trying to get it. And then she's like, Jess has got it. She'll give it back to you. And then if it doesn't confirm, you can get it back to her. And it's like, yes, deal, done. And, you know, we did confirm it. So it's like, it's a real mad dash at the end. It's kind of wild and fun.
What I want to ask about is America wearing black through the whole Barbie timeline of press and then pink at the end. And I felt like by doing that at the end, it was like leading up to this moment and it made the pink even more wow. So was that like something very intentional for you of like the color choice through the whole press tour?
Yeah, it was super intentional. You know, at the people are like, what's the theme? And I want to remind people, like, Barbie is whoever you want it Barbie to be, right? That's the, and I loved playing with Barbies. That's the joy of it. It's your own imagination. But America wasn't someone who played with Barbies. So we weren't going to go down that route. And we just kind of like, I remember the first fitting was almost a year ago now that the press tour started. And I was like, you know what? Let's just be boss and sexy and confident and powerful. And it was such a fun run because I think people had never really seen America in this kind of fashion space. Like everybody like is obsessed with her. She's this amazing like activist. She's an amazing, but I think we had to remind people like, oh yeah, this girl's like iconic. So there was a lot of blacks, there was some reds, there were some earth tones, but there's a real sharpness of all the dressing. And I always had in my mind, even from the beginning, we won't wear pink until the Oscars, because that's when you're really saying goodbye to a project, right? Is like if you're fortunate enough that your film is going there, and as it should, because it was genius, you want to have like that moment where you say goodbye to it. And we thought this would just the most fitting. And the fact that she got a nomination was like insane and amazing. So it kind of worked out perfect. It was like a little Barbie fairy tale.
It was perfect. And obviously like her monologue in the movie was like so iconic. It was just perfect for her. And I love all the attention she got. Can you believe that Mother's Day is almost here? I can't believe that it's coming up soon. I already started thinking about what do I want to gift my mom? And I was starting to see some of my friends post on Instagram too. And they were like, this year for Mother's Day, I want this. Like, please send this to my husband. And I love that they were just being so forward. And if you don't know what to get a mom, a mother in your life, or your own mom, or maybe you're thinking of a gift for yourself, Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make moms feel special. You can shop by price like $25 or under $100. Categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. And they also have gift lists for the mom who has everything, gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, and even for grandma. There's also gifts like perfume, handbags, and also things for the home. I have so many moms in my life, from friends who are new moms, people who are expecting, and my own mom and some family members. So I definitely need to do some shopping for everyone on my list. You guys can find them all at Macy's.com/giftfinder. In working with her, you've seen like the making of a fashion girl. And I think you can start working with someone and then maybe they're just getting dressed before, but they're not really thinking about fashion in the way that you do. So what does it take to take a client, any client, from being somebody who's wearing clothes to being like, okay, we're going to be intentional about the brands we work with. We want to pair you with a certain brand. Like, what does that timeline look like? Like, how do you make someone more fashion-y?
This is such a great question. This is like, that's kind of my dream, you know, client, is like how you can turn it. It's trust, you know, it's not even time, it's trust. It's like, you're hiring me for the vision. And then I go to work on it. And that's when you have to like rely on, you know, your 20 years of relationships. Hey, I can call a brand and say, you don't know this person, but they're going to be huge and they're going to occupy this space. And please like lend to me so that we can make it happen. So it's a lot of like being persistent, pursuing excellence, not giving up. Like the biggest mistake I think a stylist can make is then getting bitchy to a brand when they don't lend to you. It's like, no, it's their choice. Convince them, right? Show them. But it's also then on the client to like not put the brakes on. Of course, you have to work within everybody's comfort zone. But for me, it's like, give me your trust and I'm going to deliver on my job.
For sure. And I think that's what you've done. And some of my favorite looks that you've done, I love what you do with Olivia Wilde and Tracee Ellis Ross too. And like, I love seeing what they're wearing. So how do you describe Tracee's style? Like when she's getting dressed, like, are there keywords that you think of for her?
I think she's just fashion with a capital F and fearless. You know, I think she has obviously the lineage of someone with amazing style, and she has amazing personal style. So it's been a But my job when we started working together, you know, like 7 years ago, was like up the red carpet game and like the access to stuff. And that's what we've done. And now it's just like, you know, everything's a moment. And it's cool and it's fun. And it's like, you know, we always just have a bit of a narrative and we have fun with it. And I think we both like love fashion so much that it's great.
I love how confident she is and stuff. And just like in her own posts, I'm like, I want a little bit of more like this Tracy energy, because I just love how like confident and happy and like she's enjoying life and at the pool or a bathtub. I just like love everything she does.
Yeah, me too. Like she's having fun. And I think it's like an amazing, like aspirational kind of, she's aspirational for so many people. And that is really fun to be a part of.
And then I want to go into personal style a bit, because you can talk about Wishy a bit. And I think that there's so many things that we can learn from you. And like, I just even like following of getting inspo for outfits. But how can you figure out your own personal style? Like if somebody wants to elevate their looks, become more confident or playful, or really use getting dressed as something to like feel good about yourself for the day.
Oof, I love that. It is, because I fall like, I myself can fall victim to having very repetitive style and not feeling very inspired. But I think what it is, it's just like anything. It's practice and it's like commitment. Like you commit to getting up and going exercise. Commit in your brain of making an outfit in your mind before you go to sleep the night before, or just setting aside time to play. And here's like the amazing thing about style. It's so low risk. If you wear an outfit one day that doesn't exactly work, okay, who cares? Tomorrow's another day. Wear another one. You know what I mean? Like it's just so, it's a space that is, you're telling yourself you care about yourself. It's another form of self-care. We're all, you know, we're taking care of our skin. We're doing our masks. We're, you know, and that was like my period thing too. It's like period self-care, all of it. But like your style is another form of self-care. And then I heard Leandra from the Cereal Isle, Medine, talked the other day, and she said, a good outfit's a heart opener. And it's like, yeah, and you don't need a lot of money to do it. Like one of my best first tips I say to people is like, identify people online style who you like and break their looks down and copy them. It's okay, because the action of repetition, like the repetitiveness of like, okay, I'm going to wear this with this. I'm going to add a belt. I'm going to take a little brooch. Doing that will help you develop your own style.
I think so for sure. And I think getting dressed really does make me feel more confident in my day. And that doesn't mean being dressy. A lot of times, no. Like for me, one of my words I think is like comfort. There's like an ease mm-hmm. around being in California that for me, mm-hmm. I always want to be comfortable. And if I'm comfortable, I will feel more confident. So that doesn't mean I have to be in heels or something tight. It just means like, what is comfort to me, but still being put together, because I end up going to so many things. If I feel my best, I definitely like perform my best in whatever I have to do.
I totally agree. And I think one of the main tips is kind of be prepared. You know, when you open your closet, kind of have those go-tos. You have that one look that you feel great in. There's nothing worse. And I fall to it so many times when you're like, oh yeah, yeah, I'll just take this and it'll be fine. Just give yourself, and then you put it on, you're like, oh, this isn't fine. Give yourself a little bit of space to create or prepare your looks.
And I know you love a good t-shirt, but what are some of the other like things that you think are really good basics to have in our wardrobe that we could build things around?
Okay. So I love like a kind of pair of jeans that you could do with flats or heels, like a pair of jeans that makes you feel great about yourself. I love a blazer. I like a fitted blazer. I like an oversized blazer. I love a dress that when you zip it on, you feel like the most beautiful woman in the world. I like pieces that, again, are like comfort too, like just a shoe that feels, you know, right. Like I love a loafer. I love a trench coat. Like if all else fails and you're wearing like sweats, throw your trench coat over top, like look made. You know, I like for me, a great suit is like a non-negotiable. And like, but you don't need a lot. Like you can have like 6 key pieces and work around, like a couple t-shirts, a sweatshirt you love, a blouse, like a beautiful little vintage button-up blouse that you can tuck into your jeans or you can wear under your suit. All those little pieces can do so many things.
And if you want a little bit more help with styling and maybe you just need somebody to help you figure out what that is, what is Wishy?
Okay, so Wishy is literally my process, but in an online, in an app. It's this amazing styling app. It's literally the Clueless Closet, where you can download your whole closet onto the app and stylists, our fashion team, can help you make looks. Or if you want a complete refresh, you can, and it's super affordable, everybody. You can, you know, talk with your stylist. You do this little quiz, and it's really kind of, the quiz is based on what I ask clients when I start working with them. Like, what makes you feel good? What colors do you like? What's the best part of your body you want to highlight? Is there anything you don't want to highlight? You know, do you feel comfortable in heels, et cetera, et cetera. It's like a little style. It's a style quiz. And then the stylist will give you boards. They'll make you looks, and then you can just like tap and shop them.
I love that because I think I have so many things in my closet that sometimes I forget even what to do with them or how to categorize them or like catalog them in some way. And if I could just see them on my phone, I remember watching Clueless and being like, I wish I had this like screen to help me get dressed. So I think anything that can make it easier for me. And for me, taking the time to even just like on a weekend afternoon, prep a couple outfits for the week, it takes so much more decision fatigue out of my brain where I'm going to something, it's already in a part of my closet. I'm just grabbing something and I'm not trying to get dressed on the fly. And it's like a little bit of extra time, but it really does help me so much more during the week or to go on a trip or an event.
I couldn't agree more. It's so funny. Like, so Wishy's great for that. We should do your closet. I will email you after about that. But you know what else was great? Did you watch the David Beckham documentary?
Yes.
When he like has his rack out, I was like, yeah, I'm going to put a rack out. And I literally put a rack in my dressing room. Well, it's like actually in a hallway. I don't really have a dressing room, but, and I put like looks out for the week.
I have a rack in my guest room and I do the same thing. And what I do too is anything new that I bought goes on that rack because what happened before was when I would buy new stuff, I would put it away. But then I forgot about the new things because it was mixed up with my older things. So now I have my new things. I want to wear it because I just got it and I remember to actually like use it. And then after I've worn it, then it can go away and everything else.
Thank you, David Beckham, for helping all of us.
I love him. Well, you have so many things between Period and Wishy and you. Where can we follow you, find all the things, support all the work that you're doing?
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm Carla Welch, stylist on Instagram. It's The Wishy on Instagram and The Period Company on Instagram.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
I love talking with you.
Thanks so much for listening and be sure to subscribe to my podcast and rate and review because it would mean so much to me and follow me on Instagram at @Mariana_Hewitt to see what episodes are coming up next.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.